Just over the border from New York in the city of Cornwall, Canada, the Canadian government is holding 129 people who were taken off the Diamond Princess cruise ship while it was docked in Yokohama, Japan. They are also being monitored for the virus. Julia Ritchie from North Country Public Radio has the report.
It's a slightly overcast kind of day when I pull up to the sprawling brick nav center in Cornwall, Canada.
So there are yellow barriers up outside of the nav center right now where I'm walking up to. A few cars parked up by the gate with a lot of no trespassing signs. You can see everyone who's outside of a car kind of milling about the front have masks on over their face.
Inside the hotel and conference center, 129 Canadians are being held in quarantine for 14 days in an isolated wing. They were passengers aboard the Diamond Princess cruise liner that saw nearly 700 infections from coronavirus spread throughout the ship. Four of those people have since died from the illness. In the week since they arrived, none of the Canadians in Cornwall have tested positive for the virus, a point Canada's Chief Public Health Officer Theresa Tam underlined in a conference call with reporters.
Canadians who were evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan are now settled into their accommodations in a secure wing of the NAF Center in Cornwall, or are doing well and are free of coronavirus symptoms.
Yet it's the decision to house the cruise ship passengers in Cornwall that has divided some in the city of 47,000 on the St. Lawrence River. Canada's Global Affairs Office announced the arrangement in a short press release 2 weeks ago before informing local officials.
That took pretty much everybody by surprise.
Hugo Rodriguez is managing editor of the local paper, The Standard Freeholder. He says the lack of coordination with local officials sent many residents scrambling for more information.
It left a vacuum, and into the vacuum stepped the people with legitimate concerns. And then, of course, in this day and age of social media, it allowed those people who were driven by fear to peddle in misinformation.
Rodriguez says the bulk of those comments came from local detractors, questioning whether the passengers were really symptom-free. Rodriguez says he also took a call from a woman who was convinced the cruise ship, currently in Japan, would be docked on the banks of the St. Lawrence River. It's that kind of misinformation that Mayor Bernadette Clement has been battling in the weeks since the nav center went into lockdown. Because the facility is privately operated, the Canadian government did not seek the city's permission to arrange the transfer of passengers from a military base to Cornwall. Clement says that was a mistake.
We're welcoming people. We are, and we're very resilient. But we need to be more involved in this kind of decision-making, especially when it has an impact on the community.
Clement has done Facebook Live videos, hosted a press conference with health officials, and is now receiving daily briefings about what's going on at the NAV Center.
And it's, I would say, much better. The international context, though, is getting scarier.
And that has some Cornwall residents concerned. Even though none of the quarantine passengers are sick, resident Bonnie Rutley is still worried about the spread of coronavirus in her community. Right now, there are 13 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Canada, six of them in Ontario.
What can you do? There's nothing that you can do. We have no say. They did it.
Do you feel like they're communicating well enough with the public about what's going on?
No.
Retiree Cheryl Fisher says the patients shouldn't be here in the first place.
To me, they shouldn't be doing it at all when there's already none in Cornwall. Why bring it in, take the chance that they're bringing it in?
It's a risk Fisher doesn't think is worth taking in a town with a population that skews slightly older. Many of the quarantine passengers are also older, which is why health officials are taking extra precautions monitoring them. But if all goes according to plan, at the end of next week, after nearly a month holed up in either a cabin or a hotel room, the former cruise ship passengers will finally be free to go home. For Here and Now, I'm Julia Ritchie, reporting from Cornwall, Ontario.